Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Hospital-acquired infections are caused by viral, bacterial, and fungal pathogens. The most common types are bloodstream infections, including hospital-onset Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, and hospital-onset methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, known as MRSA. Then ventilator-associated pneumonia, catheter-associated urinary tract infections, or UTI, and surgical site infection, or SSI. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 648,000 people contract hospital-acquired infections, also designated as nosocomial infections, each year. Annual deaths now number at minimum 75,000, or twice the fatalities from car crashes each year. Of these hospital-acquired infections, 290,000 are C. diff, or Clostridium difficile, and approximately 60,000 are MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Another 123,000 suffered a gastrointestinal infection, with many others a post-operative Candida albicans fungal infection. The CDC reports patients who undergo dialysis treatment have an increased risk for getting a healthcare-associated infection. Hemodialysis patients are at a high risk for infection because of the process of hemodialysis requiring frequent use of catheters or insertion of needles to access the bloodstream. Also, the hemodialysis patients have weakened immune systems, which increase their risk for infection, and they require frequent hospitalizations and surgery where they may acquire an infection. Of the deaths, about 47% are caused by two infections, with 27,000 attributable to C. diff and 8,000 attributable to MRSA. The magnitude of the problem with hospital-acquired infection deaths can be visualized by realizing just the unnecessary deaths from C. diff and MRSA annually equate to 12 World Trade Center tragedies. The really sad part is most, if not all, hospital-acquired infections are considered preventable by good hygiene, including mandatory hand washing in the hospital environment. What can we do? Check out which hospitals have the most and least hospital-acquired infections. Don't be shy in commenting on hygiene or lack of same you see while in the hospital. Ask if hands have been washed prior to your bedside visit from nurses or doctors. When you encounter potential infections, you want your immune response at peak to naturally protect you by the immune cells representing one-fifth of your body's composition. It's your defense force against invading pathogens. These data indicate that glucan increased survival and reduced renal pathology associated with C. albicans challenge in the post-operative period. Choose well. Choose NSC 100 Extra Strength MG Beta Glucan. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com. Dollars are precious. You want to try something before you buy, and none of those shipping and handling add-on gimmicks, please. NSC wants you to have a free sample pack of NSC 100 Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan, a $15 value, absolutely free, with zero shipping and handling. NSC Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan is a potent nutritional immune booster, no prescription needed. The call is free, too. Help your body help you by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everyone has health valleys in life, but you are not alone in seeking help and guidance. Hear more than 200 of my health commentaries at NSC24.com, and let's be better together beginning today. Join us each weekday, same place and time. Now go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.